I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Tonight is a ramblings episode, and
yes, it is.
Normally, well, the new normal
is
Wendy would be running this.
Yep.
But not tonight.
It's Chris's.
Yeah. Ramblings. So we're just talking about whatever we want. And today's topic is, well, we've been... Let's talk about a little something here.
All right.
A little something. It seems out and about tensions are high.
Tensions might be high.
People are freaking out.
A little bit.
People are going a little crazy.
Yeah. Our routine is totally off.
Yeah, it's a little different. So we wanted to talk about instead the positive things that have come out of the coronavirus.
Yes.
And there are some.
Yeah. It's really been wacky and weird and wild.
Wacky, weird, and wild.
Yeah.
Jeez, what is this, AM radio? Our morning radio show.
I need my... Oh.
Jeez. Yeah. Wacky, weird, and wild.
Wacky, weird, and wild, folks.
Yeah.
Now on the sevens.
On the sevens.
It's a weird feeling time. Like, everybody's trying to stay 6 feet apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
And so, like, really, if somebody stops in front of you, you're like, oh, shit. You stop on a dime to, like...
And let people go by. A lot of people wearing masks and gloves out there.
Yeah, it's not, like, weird. You just go,
whatever.
Yeah.
So the positives, though,
mm-hmm.
let's start with, I think we talked about this last podcast, but on how we do Corona, but traffic.
Yes.
Traffic has definitely been a positive.
Yeah. There are still some assholes on the road. But
a lot less assholes out there.
I've actually been surprised that there were some assholes still. Like, dude, it's the coronavirus pandemic. Don't be a dick. Like,
check yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been out there and, like, I've been trying to be, like, extra nice to people.
Yeah, that's how
I know people
I
are stressed, and I've been trying to, you know, even when I'm, like, delivering food and I say, have a nice day, you know, I try to make it a really heartfelt one, you know.
Have a nice day.
You have a nice day. Look them in the eye. But, yeah, you know, stuff like that. Like, trying to be a little, since we're not supposed to get close to anyone, you know.
Yeah.
Try to give them a little feeling from afar.
A little pew, pew.
Little something, something.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, what has it done? The coronavirus. Oh, I've been talking to my mom a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, almost daily. Today or yesterday, but every day leading up to that. And I should probably call them tomorrow. But they've been like, they live in McCall. They've been supporting local. They love Stacy Cakes. And every Thursday,
Stacy Cakes got some good shit.
Yeah, Stacy Cakes is doing like a pop-up. So if you've ordered before then, before 3 p.m. Thursday, you can get your cookies or quiche or whatever. And we've been there a couple times, and both times it was awesome.
Yeah, really good.
That one lemon bakery thing we got.
Yeah, was that like a lemon bar dealio?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So that was good. And they've been, where else? Oh, they went to McCall Pet Outfitters and they needed like something for their dog, Lily. And so they called and the people came out with a mask and gloves on and delivered it to them to their car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Yeah, that's another positive. All this curbside pickup stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, makes things a little bit easier. Don't have to get out of your car. Positive number 42. I do DoorDash on my days off, as a lot of people know who listen to this podcast. Contactless deliveries.
Yes.
So
win-win.
That's
awesome, right?
Because I don't even have to see you. I just set your food on your porch. I might knock or ring the doorbell.
But awkward moment. Like, thanks, dude. You're like, thanks. You're
nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's another good thing.
Yeah.
I just
good
had another
thing
one.
Number 4,800.
Yeah. shoot. I had another one lined up, but more people like outside in the neighborhood. Yes. People are
like,
talking
people
to
are
each other
out
more
differently.
Yeah. Yeah, our neighbor came up to us mm-hmm. just a couple days ago and was like, "Hey, if you want to chat, you know, during this virus crazy stuff, here's my number.
Oh, we've
here's
lived next
my
to each other for
name on Facebook.
A while.
Yeah, neither
I
one
knew
of
their names.
I mean, we've talked to him before, yeah. but we've never exchanged numbers no. or names or
no, I knew names.
Well, yeah, names, but they didn't know our names.
No, they spaced no. us.
Yeah, we knew theirs.
I force myself to remember their name every time we'd like see them. I'd be like, "That's Aunt." Oh, I shouldn't say their names. But anyway, that's you know who and you know who.
Yeah, they live right next door to us.
So anyway, I think I got it right. I think I remembered right. So yeah, she reached out.
Oh, I remember the other positive I was thinking of. People are tipping a lot more on DoorDash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
So I'm doing less deliveries now because I'm getting bigger tips.
Wow.
And there's been a lot of them. So I'll accept a ride or delivery and DoorDash, it tells you how much it's going to pay. And say it says like $9 for this delivery. There's been a number of times this past week that I will deliver the food, you know, complete it in the app, and then it'll come out to a higher amount. Like they went in and tipped more than they originally did.
Nice.
Yeah. I've had some some that were close to $20 for
pew,
a delivery.
Pew, pew.
So
thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, bigger tips. You know, I guess people are saying, "Hey, these guys are out here. They're, you know, we're kind of exposing ourselves."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can make
you
a
Purell
buck.
A lot though.
I Purell between each delivery.
Nice. He's a Purell-aholic, which makes me feel good.
Yeah, so, you know.
Oh, what are you drinking there?
Oh, a little brewski.
Corona Extra in a can.
Yeah, old school. Tall boy.
That's 20 ounces?
24.
24 ounces of Corona.
1 pint, 8 fluid ounces.
Dang.
Also 24 fluid
That's
ounces.
That's a lot of beer.
Beer.
Yikes.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm drinking. Got them at the Jacksons, the new Jacksons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not new, but it's a new building. They tore down the old one completely.
That makes it new.
Made a new one.
Right?
Yeah,
new
I guess
building.
It is. Yeah, it is new. You know, but it
was
always there.
I was happy we
there.
Saw that woman we like. She usually calls you sweetie or honey.
Yeah.
But today she was like shoving food into her face.
Yeah.
Like I looked over
was she
at
wearing
her.
Wearing a mask?
Say, yeah, she had a mask
okay,
on.
Okay.
Yep.
So... I gotta take this off. Oh, speaking of that.
Oh, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Had
the big reveal.
Cut my own hair.
Yeah.
And trim my own beard, which I got way shorter than I wanted to. So,
slash
this is the first time
to.
I used that trimmer. Well, not the first time, but on a beard situation. on a beard situation, you know,
yeah,
like this. But I used the
he
guard
too,
I used was
too short.
Yeah, I need to use like,
you were like
the
oh,
five
shit.
Or seven.
Now I got to do the rest of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
short.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow.
And
but
then
it'll
he
be...
left this long last night. It was longer
oh,
than his beard.
And Wendy
I was like,
freaked
oh,
out.
Oh my god!
It's like you look horrible
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, it was a really bad look.
Like,
see,
those were her words, horrible.
Well, because Chris has a face like, that, like,
thanks.
When he grows things out differently, he looks like a totally different person.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not like the rest of us, where we get a haircut and everybody still knows it's us. This person, when he used to shave his face and his head, looks totally different from this person that has a beard. Like, people
yeah.
didn't recognize you when you went back to work.
No, they didn't. Yeah, they're like, you look kind of familiar. Yeah, I had people that I had known for a while introduce
no
themselves to me.
You look like
me.
A totally different
yeah.
person. It's weird.
That happened at work when I went back.
Yeah.
People I knew introduced themselves. I was like, you don't know who I am? And you feel like an asshole when you're the other person in that situation.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We've
yeah.
worked together. we've done all this
That's
stuff
That's how
together.
Different you look, though, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You just grow your hair out a little bit, and yeah, you're a different human.
Yeah, not so.
Mm-hmm.
Faux show.
What else you got? We were talking about positives.
Positives of the corona. You got any more? I've said like 20.
Really?
No, like four maybe.
I added in stuff.
Oh.
Did we talk about traffic? Yeah.
Traffic's good.
We talked about people getting more in touch with each other. I've talked to my mom almost every day. Oh, people being more creative.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. You've picked up the trombone again, so that's cool.
I haven't played in 34 years. Since I was 16, that's when I gave it up, and I was always first chair. So now I can play Mary, Mary. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. Played some other stuff, too, recently.
White Christmas something. Joy to the World.
I don't know. Which one.
Yeah. It was impressive. It was all out of my trombone books from elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's crazy. You have to go back and relearn and then like get your lip back to your embouchure.
Yeah. That's and I've started playing the ukulele or learning the
ukulele. Spell that. Ukulele. Right here.
U-K-U-L-E-L-E.
Yes. The U, though, the second U feels wrong.
U-K-U?
When you're like searching how to.
Because you pronounce it yuka.
Yeah. I always look for an E or an A, and then I'm like, nope.
Yeah, there's some people like on YouTube videos that pronounce it ukulele.
Ukulele. That makes more sense.
But I actually didn't do that because of the coronavirus. I had actually signed up for lessons before all this craziness happened.
Yeah. Did you tie this in a knot before?
No, it wasn't broken like that before.
I didn't break anything.
Huh, something. Well, then there's a circle on it then.
What are you talking about?
There was like a circle.
On this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a circle right here.
Yeah, I just hung it like
over that. I get it.
Yeah, so what were we just talking about?
Coronavirus. Oh, ukulele. Oh, ukulele.
Oh, and so, I signed up for that before this coronavirus stuff was happening. Had my first lesson at American Music in Caldwell. Mm-hmm. And then I got the word that lessons are going to be over like video chat. So FaceTime or Skype or Zoom or something like that. I had the first one this past Thursday. And
This was with the strum up as well as the strum down.
Because this is only my second lesson.
And so, he's already doing the strum up.
Strumming up, folks.
That's not easy.
It's a little different. Up. And it's like to me, and it's used in pretty much every song, the up strum.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, with the lime, it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really weird because logically, I think it reverses the note, but it's kind of like filler, it seems to me.
Oh, is that right?
That's what it seems like to me. So I could be wrong, and there's probably a musical term for it, but
what does it look like when it's written?
Like symbols that indicate a down or an up strum.
Oh.
Like if you're looking at.
But on the up, it doesn't have a note, or it does?
No, it's the whatever note you're on. It's like boom,
boom. It's just the opposite of that note that you're on.
Yeah. So it's kind of like filler.
I see.
That's what it seems like to me. Like it carries,
Or isn't it kind of a lesser version of the note? It's like carrying the note a little bit further.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. And I'm a beginner, and probably musicians out there are going, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, So.
Whatever. So you're enjoying it. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now I'm learning how to play Hotel California. Working on basically the first, I believe, verse is what they would call it. But we aren't doing right now the like beginning that's kind of like picking when it's like. So I think that's going to come later.
That'd be cool.
Maybe more advanced technique.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I started kind of messing.
Insert Hotel California here.
Oh, okay.
Little.
Cool. We can.
Diddy.
No. So. Right but there. I was looking on. Oh, that's another thing. I've been up since 3 a.m. What time is it now?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean that's another thing?
That's something to talk about.
Which has nothing to do with what you were talking about.
What was I talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
What was it?
I forgot. It was, Hotel California and your ukulele.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at videos early this morning when I was awake because I couldn't go back to sleep. And was like messing around trying to learn the beginning of Here Comes the Sun. And that's a Here picking thing too. Because it's like, pew, 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 pew. You know, you're picking strings.
Picking strings.
Picking strings. And so
you're going to have to toughen up those fingers, dude.
I know. They're starting to not hurt as much as they did yesterday.
They're dying.
Dying. Yeah, probably.
Your tips are dying.
Yeah. Huh. Crazy.
Yeah, it seems like that would really hurt over time.
Yeah, like right now, like if I touch them, they're a little sensitive, but less than yesterday, and I've been practicing a lot, so maybe they're doing a little something. Mm-hmm. Yep. What else we got tonight? Anything?
Huh. Let's think. Oh, there's a comedy special going on, and one we've been following locally.
Oh, yeah. Comic of the month. Yeah, so that's cool. We watched all of the first night. I think we voted, folks. Yeah, we voted for some of our faves.
Mm-hmm. And people we know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But fairly voted for them, so we thought they had the better set.
Yeah, we did.
I thought Nate Ford's set was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do like the bit he does about his mom and stepdad divorcing, like who he should go with, you know, because he's like 40.
Yeah. And, I thought Casey Rocket was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think he won. I couldn't believe it.
I haven't looked at the results of the first week. I'll have to go to the link.
This is terrible.
Nate
sent me. Yeah, I thought he was awesome. Even like
this isn't right in your face.
Oh. Even like when he was just kind of riffing, he was like, this is weird, no audience. He was funny, and then he'd go, what?
Yeah.
Just hold it, you know, with no
for
sound.
Show. Yeah.
That's hard. That's hard for all of them.
Yeah.
No audience. And then like, what's his name? Who? Maxie?
Oh, Jamie? Joey Maxie.
Joey, yes.
Well, some of them were doing it from home. And
yeah,
that would be tough. Yeah,
home.
So they had. So if they were there at the lounge at the end of the universe, they were doing it on stage.
Comics around.
Yeah, no audience. Probably. Yeah, just comics.
People that work there. But if you're doing it from home,
that would be really hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, you kind of could see it. The ones that did from home, you know, I don't think it had the same energy as the ones on stage.
Oh, it'd be like impossible to.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, either.
Anyway. Well, either. Yeah. Either or either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that'd be like teaching body combat, but worse because a comic is like really looking for the input.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's crazy.
It is really interesting, like how you have to change your life, like to make it fit what's going on right now. So we're like super into going to, you know, comedy shows and stuff. And now we're like, all right, how can we see comedy?
Yeah. I put a thing out on the Boise Comedy Fans page. You know, I was like, put together a comedy special. If you comedians want to send me like a few minutes of your material, put it together in a video, release it on YouTube, and just do all the like production of it, you know, on my own, no cost, you know, no one's probably going to make money off of it, but it'd be a fun thing, you know, to put out there and a cool thing, you know, at a time when we can't go to comedy shows or maybe need to
give people some exposure that maybe they didn't have or
something.
Yeah And
I got no responses to that.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so that's fine. I just move on to the next project. Oh, sheesh. You know what that was or is currently.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, working on a video.
Oh, what?
Oh, you're talking about...
I went way bigger.
Okay, we do have a...
No.
two projects in the works.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we're going to... Oh, jeez. Back that up a little bit, maybe.
I know, but...
Wait, we can't talk about the other thing then?
I don't know what we're talking about. You're talking about...
Oh, yeah.
That's your first... Okay. Mm.
Yeah, working on a video. I won't give it away totally because it's going to be amazing.
No, but it was like... That was the one where you revealed your idea or whatever, and you'd already done it. And I was like, you did what?
Yeah. She's like, you just ruined everything that was involved in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I made it better and made it awesome.
And I was like, I would never do that.
So this video
in a million, billion, zillion
probably
years.
Come out this week.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on a product to finish it up to make it amazing. And then you'll see the video.
Speaking of products, we should be getting our coasters soon.
Toasted Marshmallow Adventures coasters. Yeah. We got those cups recently.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool. We got like 150 of them.
We should be using them right now.
I know.
Oh, my God. We're idiots. We should be pouring Corona Extra into a nice pink Toasted Marshmallow Adventures cup.
Plastic cup.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So we got black coasters that have our logo and say hashtag get toasted, stay toasted.
Yeah, pretty cool coasters.
It's an awesome site, totally promotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool site. Good prices, not a huge minimum requirement,
no,
right?
You can actually do a search for no setup fee and no delivery fee, and usually there's like 30 of the thing you're looking for
on Totally Promotional. Yeah,
Totally nice. Promotional.
Totally Promotional.
.com. What else you got, Chris Adams?
Oh, we have to talk about the other thing.
Wow.
Our parody song.
Oh shit!
That we're working on.
This is going down.
Should we say what it's to the tune of?
Yeah.
It's going to be to the tune of Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But it's going to really be Corona Vacation.
Yeah. So we're working on the lyrics for that right now. It's going to be amazing. Uh-huh. Stay tuned. That might take, another week or so, just depending on how...
Spudicious we are
with
a new Wendy word.
Spudicious.
Spudicious, folks.
Spudicious.
Put it right here when you edit it, Wendy.
Spudicious.
Yeah.
You're going to put it there. Okay.
Spudicious.
Jeez. All right. That's about all I have tonight.
Got
anything else?
Nah.
All right. I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.